Welcome to the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Christian Research Institute President Hank Hanegraaff. We're on the air with the mission to equip you in life and truth because life and truth matter. In our post-truth culture of confusion, the need for Christians to be equipped with truth has never been greater. Truth equips you to live life authentically in Christ, enabling you to strive with all His energy that He so powerfully works within you. To join us on air with your question, dial 888-ASK-HANK, which translates to 888-275-4265. For more information, go online to equip.org. And now, here's Bible Answer Man host, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. And if you haven't done so already, I would highly recommend that you get a copy of On Health, On Wealth and Poverty by St. John Chrysostom. And perhaps I should say not just one copy, but numerous copies. This is a book that you want to give to family members and friends. This is a book that I would highly recommend that you give as a Christmas gift. This is a book that I have read multitudes of times, a book that I have pondered over for long periods of time. It is a book written by one of the most eloquent preachers in the history of the world. Again, On Wealth and Poverty, available for all of you who stand shoulder to shoulder with me in the battle for life and truth. I often think about recommending books. So many people tell me, you know, people don't read anymore. Well, I don't want to capitulate to that reality because people ought to read. Reading must become an ever more disciplined practice for all of us. I'm sorely tempted to cite the statistics, but here's the bottom line. The numbers of people not reading the Bible, not reading books in general, is simply staggering. A full quarter of the population did not so much as read a single book in the past calendar year. But the good news is this. As with technology, all of us can get hooked on reading all over again. And there are so many benefits that it's hard to know where to begin. Reading improves discipline, vocabulary, memory. The list goes on, creativity, reasoning, relaxation. Plus, and this is quite incredible to me, it can even stave off diseases such as Alzheimer's. More importantly, reading engages us with another mind. And when it comes to reading Scripture, the implications are simply staggering. By its words, we are brought into direct communication with the mind of God. And not only so, we have access to the minds of writers directly inspired by the divine. Thus, in the pages of the inspired text, we have mind-to-mind communication, mind-to-mind connection with minds that were awash in uncreated energy. Think about it for a moment. Some of the most engaging conversations that you could possibly imagine may well occur in mute communion with absent authors. The vistas, if you think about it, are virtually limitless. Reading a book like the book that I'm offering as our offer of the month, On Wealth and Poverty by St. Chrysostom, reading a book like that means that we in the present can connect with the mind from the past, and we can make application to the future. By reading such classics, and this is indeed a classic, I'm engaging a mind from the past. Think about it. He was born in 350. I was born in 1950. That's 1,600 years. For some, it's even longer than that because you're younger. But the net result of engaging this mind from the past is a synergy by which you and I are equipped in matters of life and truth. During the past decade, I have been gaining great insights by reading early church fathers, pondering their thoughts, learning from their actions, and getting perspective on my everyday present living. A while back, I read a book on the life of Polycarp of Smyrna. He cared more about eternal verities than earthly vanities. The book goes back to the middle of the second century. This was a time when persecution broke out against the church in Smyrna. By the way, that's modern-day Turkey. Christians were fed to wild animals. They were sacrificed to the flames. And Polycarp? Well, Polycarp was their leader. And as their leader, he was a primary target of their pagan hatred. And yet, when the governor threatened to engulf him in earthly fire, Polycarp simply educated him on the terrors of eternal fire. Rather than curse God and live, Polycarp confessed Christ and died. Reading his story not only transports us back in time, but I would say more than that, it fuels a future faith. Because who knows when we, like Polycarp, will be called upon to stand for deeply held convictions no matter the cost. I couldn't help but wonder if Polycarp himself had been emboldened by the story of Ignatius of Antioch. If you haven't read that one, you should. Ignatius was one of the last church leaders. He was personally acquainted, think about this, he was personally acquainted with the New Testament apostles themselves. At the turn of the century, he was forcibly removed from service to the saints in Antioch. This, by the way, the place where Christians were first called Christians. He was thrown to the beasts in a Roman amphitheater. His testimony of faith in the face of a horrifying death has inspired multitudes to stand for Christ. I'll never forget his words. Allow me to become food for the wild beasts through whose means it will be granted me to reach God, he said. I am the wheat of God, and I am ground by the teeth of wild beasts that I may be found the pure bread of Christ. Along with the biographies of martyrs in early church history, I have been greatly inspired by reading the stories of modern-day saints as well. I think it was last night, or certainly recently, that I was reading the account of a man who survived the horrendous social experiment that Mao imposed on the Chinese populace. Some 30 million died in what was imagined to be the great leap forward into the heaven of socialistic communism. And And I think, again, that accentuates the importance of reading. Many people today, even students, are historically illiterate. They don't know what happened just a few centuries ago, or even 40 years ago. They don't know history, and when you don't know history, you are resigned to repeating history. All of this to say that I would encourage you to read. I have a section of reading as a spiritual discipline in my book, Truth Matters, Life Matters More, The Unexpected Beauty of an Authentic Christian Life. That book also available for all of you who stand shoulder to shoulder with me in the battle for life and truth. You can get your copy on the web at equip.org. You can also write me at Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. We're going to a station break. We'll be back on the other side of the break with more of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Stay tuned for that.
John Chrysostom's Christian classic on wealth and poverty is full of timeless truth. To absorb its message is to be eternally transformed. What we do for the poor and the downtrodden, those in need of food and water, and those who hunger and thirst for the riches of Christ's kingdom, reflects the ultimate reality of our inner state, revealing whether we are of Christ or whether we are not. To receive your copy of On Wealth and Poverty, call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI or visit us at equip.org. Hank Hanegraaff will be back right after this. The Christian Research Journal is CRI's award-winning magazine, combining eye-catching design with well-researched articles to equip believers in doctrine, defense, and discernment. The Christian Research Journal's primary commitment is to contend earnestly for the faith that was once for all delivered to the saints. In keeping with this commitment, the journal's mission is both evangelistic and pastoral, furthering the proclamation and defense of the historic gospel of Jesus Christ, and helping his followers distinguish between essential Christian doctrine and doctrine that is peripheral, aberrant, or heretical. In an age of subjectivism and moral relativism, may Christians ground their faith and values in the objective, reliable testimony of Holy Scripture. Start your subscription to the Christian Research Journal today. Call 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. That's equip.org.
John Chrysostom's Christian classic on wealth and poverty is an exposition of Christ's parable of the rich man and Lazarus. The contrast between modern prosperity preachers and Chrysostom could not be starker. For the prosperity preacher, Christ is a means to our ends, leading many to the master's table, not for the love of the master, but for what is on his table. The glory of the cross exchanged for the glory of consumerism, a crude commodification of the cross. On Wealth and Poverty is not a feel-good book for a feel-good generation. It is a message filled with truths that transform, thundering from the past with prophetic urgency for the present. To receive your copy of On Wealth and Poverty, call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches, 888-7000-CRI, or visit us at equip.org. That's equip.org.
Angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Luke chapter 2, verses 10 through 12. While many of you will soon enter the hustle and bustle of the holiday season, Hank Hanegraaff has penned The Heart of Christmas, a devotional for the season to ensure that just as you prepare your home for Christmas, you likewise prepare your heart. Order The Heart of Christmas, a devotional for the season by calling 888-7000-274 or by going online to www.equip.org. Also available is The Heart of Christmas audiobook, dramatically read by Hank Hanegraaff. Let's return to your host, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. I do, before we go to callers, I do want to mention as well how important it is to read the entirety of the Bible. And I would include in the entirety of the Bible what is called the longer canon, which includes some incredible books of wisdom. I consider the wisdom of Solomon to be so transcendently important. I was reading it again this morning. I was thinking about in the Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 2, you have the views of unrighteous people, how they view life and how they live life. And then that is contrasted in the next chapter with how the virtuous live. I was reading again the Wisdom of Solomon, and I ran across a verse that I thought was incredibly insightful as well with respect to Thanksgiving. We read in the Wisdom of Solomon that the hope of an unthankful man will melt like the wintry frost and flow away like useless water. And thus, in this powerful book, we are exhorted to arise each morning and thank our Heavenly Father for the abundance of His mercies. For the blessing of the Lord will melt like ice. It will evaporate like worthless water at the appearing of the first rays of sunshine. I was thinking as well about a passage in Sirach. This is Sirach 7, verse 36, in which we are instructed that with all our words and all our ways, we are to remember the time that we will die. And then we will never sin. Of course, a lot of people will say, don't read the Apocrypha. In fact, they call the longer canon the Apocrypha, has sort of a negative ring to it. But they won't read it because they think that this is not worth reading. In truth, however, it is. St. Peter and St. Paul use the Septuagint, and the Septuagint includes the longer canon. The earliest copies of the Greek Bible we possess include the Apocrypha, or include the longer canon. The fathers, including Clement of Rome and Polycarp, or Irenaeus and Athanasius, all quote from the longer canon. Luther included the longer canon in his translation of the Bible. The original translation of the King James Version includes the longer canon. The Dead Sea Scrolls testify to the reliability of the longer canon. And so I think there's ample reason for us to read these wonderful books. And we don't have to suppose that all of Scripture is equal. All of Scripture is inspired, but the ancient Jews, the reading of the Torah, they would stand. With the reading of the historical books, they would not. In churches today, we stand with the reading of the gospel, but not the reading of the epistles. So again, avail yourself of all of Scripture, for it is all efficacious to change us from one glory to another. Well, with that, let me go to the phone lines, talk to Mary in Cypress, Texas, listening on the web. Hi, Mary.
Hi, Hank. I have a question. How do you deal with a demon-possessed person?
Well, I think the first thing that you have to consider with anyone who has given their life over to Satan is that the translation always happens when they give themselves over to Christ. So if you are in the kingdom of Satan, the antidote is for you to come to Christ. And when you come to Christ, you come to his church. Because as St. Cyprian rightly said, no one can have God as his father without having the church as his mother. And in the church, you are translated from one glory to another through the sacraments, through the graces that are offered to us within the context of the center of the universe, which is the church.
All right. Thank you so much for answering my question.
Yeah, let me ask you, Mary, why you're asking.
I've never... There's a person that I believe is a demon-possessed person that won't leave me alone.
Mm-hmm.
I believe they're a demon-possessed person, and I've never dealt with demons or before.
Well, this is actually a part of living. If you look at the scripture makes plain that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities of darkness. We wrestle against rulers. We wrestle against unseen spirits, powers of the air. And therefore, we are called to put on the full armor of God so that we can take our stand, and after we have done all, to take our stand. So I think maybe one of the things that would be very helpful is for you to consider what it means to put on the full armor of God. Because if you do, you are invincible in spiritual warfare. If you do not, you are a guaranteed casualty. And in Ephesians chapter 6, Paul teaches us what the full armor of God is and how we can apply the full armor to our daily life. And then we don't have to fear the demonic. The demonic will flee from us. I wrote a book called The Covering, God's Plan to Protect You from Evil. And I think that book might be a very, very helpful to you as well. If you hang on, I'd be happy to send you a copy.
Thank you so much, Hank. I appreciate you answering my question.
You got it. Thank you, Mary. Lulu in Dallas, Texas, you're next. Hi.
Hello. I have a question. I have started going to a new church, and I haven't been to church in a long time. And my question is I have people that are praying for me, but then at the same time, they tell me they see all these different colors around me and that type of thing. Is that something normal that happens?
Well, it's not only not normal, but I don't think that you should accept this without qualification. I think it's really important that if you go to church and you said you haven't been to church for a long time, that you find a healthy, well-balanced church. As I said before, the church is the center of the universe. It is the sphere in which we can receive the bounty of Christ, the pure body, the precious blood of Christ. And when we do, we are receiving graces that are transformational. Oftentimes in modern-day churches, what's going on is we have sensationalism and speculation as opposed to imbibing in the faith once for all delivered to the saints. So a lot of people are hanging up shingles today, they're starting their own churches, and they have no sense of continuity with the ancient church. And so they're being innovative. The church has never been called to be innovative. The church is to perpetuate the faith once for all delivered to the saints. So I think it's not just important to go to church, but to find a healthy, well-balanced church. And I have written about that in many places, not the least of which is my latest book, truth matters, life matters more, the unexpected beauty of an authentic Christian life. In that book, you will find not only a template for truth, but also a template for living life that is life to the full. And then you will find where you can go to a church where not only is the word faithfully preached, but the sacraments are faithfully distributed to the saints. I'm out of time for this edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Do remember, Monday through Friday at this time, your questions answered live when you dial 888-ASK-HANK, numerically 888-275-4265. The resources that I've mentioned on this broadcast, the covering, Truth Matters, Life Matters More, on Wealth and Poverty, all of these resources can be acquired by going to the web at equip.org. And again, my thanks to all of you who stand shoulder to shoulder with me in the battle for life and truth. So long for now.
Thank you for listening to the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Hank Hanegraaff. In appreciation of your vital gift to help strengthen and expand the life-changing outreaches of the Christian Research Institute, Hank would like to send you a book by the early church father John Chrysostom on wealth and poverty. Simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI or visit equip.org. That's equip.org. You can also write to CRI at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina 28271. The Bible Answer Man broadcast is funded by listeners like you. We're on the air because truth matters and life matters more.
In John Chrysostom's Christian classic on wealth and poverty, the words of Christ take center stage. I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. As you did to the least of these, my brethren, you did to me. On Wealth and Poverty is full of timeless truth, and to absorb its message is to be eternally transformed. What we do for the poor and the downtrodden, those in need of food and water, and those who hunger and thirst for the riches of Christ's kingdom, reflects the ultimate reality of our inner state, revealing whether we are of Christ or whether we are not. To receive your copy of On Wealth and Poverty, call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches, 888-7000-CRI, or visit us at equip.org. That's equip.org.